I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. A cloudy sky in store for us today. Showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Look for a high around 83 degrees. Teacher pension costs will soon shift to local school districts. But when that will happen and how much it will cost remain tricky questions. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes tries to explain.
Here's a word of warning.
It's confusing.
That's Dave Urbanek, spokesman for Illinois' teacher retirement system. So if he says it's confusing, you know it's confusing. Basically, last month, when legislators finally approved a state budget, they added a new pension option for teachers. It's a hybrid plan, part 401k, part regular pension. And for the next few years, the state will contribute 2% of teacher salaries to TRS. But by fiscal year 2021, the cost of this Tier 3 plan will shift to local school districts. There's no way to guess how many teacher pensions that will include.
From now until Tier 3 is implemented, all new teachers are in Tier 2, and they have the option of moving into Tier 3. Once Tier 3 is implemented, all new members are Tier 3, and they have the option of going into Tier 2.
Officials from the state's 7 retirement systems are currently meeting to finalize the Tier 3 plan. Once they do, it will have to be approved by the IRS. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A date has now passed when schools in Illinois would have normally received their first check from Springfield. As a result, districts across the state say they're getting more and more concerned about how it'll impact their schools. Bill Curtin is a teacher at Carbondale High School. Several years ago, when he was working at a different school district and state budget problems started, he says staff there were losing jobs and class sizes swelled.
But at the time, we were getting just 80% of the funding we were promised. And just by decreasing it 20%, things that I saw in that district were we let about 10% of our staff go because we just simply couldn't afford it. That resulted in an increase of class sizes of about 50%. And every teacher was asked to take on another class period during the day.
Curtin stresses that in addition to an impact in the classroom, a lack of funding for education, he says, is morally wrong and doesn't support all students equally. Democratic candidate for governor J.B. Pritzker says Representative Juliana Stratton of Chicago is his pick for running mate next year's election. The billionaire businessman says Stratton has taken on Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in the past and will continue to fight for working and middle-class families as his lieutenant governor. Meanwhile, money in politics was a big theme as Patricia Avery announced her candidacy for Illinois lieutenant governor yesterday in Champaign. She'll run on the ticket with gubernatorial candidate T.O. Hardiman. Avery says their campaign will be about people, not money. Avery says the money being used to finance political campaigns should be used to solve problems across the state. Showers and thunderstorms developing today. We'll see a high around 83 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.